WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Cities First Weather with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. And Dan, when's the rain going to move out?
Later this morning. It's pretty steady, if not heavy, in pockets across the Garden State, making for a soggy morning. It's going to be a wet commute for you. Lots of puddles on the road, so you might have to take it a little slow. So by later this morning, even by, say, 9, 10 o'clock, the steadiest rain moves out, but lingering showers and mist still possible into this afternoon. It'll be cloudy, breezy, and cool all day. Highs 50 to 55 degrees, only 40s in far north Jersey today. Still cloudy, still breezy, and pretty cold tonight. Lows in the lower 30s. The wind chiller feels like temperature easily in the 20s. Mostly cloudy, dry, and cold tomorrow. Highs only around 40. And then our next coastal storm rolls in on Thursday. There could be some wintry mix at onset, especially along and west of the New Jersey Turnpike. It's going to be mostly rain, maybe some tidal flooding problems on Thursday, too. Right now, Freehold 49, Millville 52, West Windsor is 43.
Time on New Jersey's First News 502, topping our news this hour. Even as efforts continue to improve service on NJ Transit, cancellations and delays on many rail lines continue to get worse. One Jersey lawmaker believes it's time to administer a little tough love to the embattled agency.
On a delayed train for more than an hour because of a mechanical problem, a complete refund.
Even if you bought a monthly pass, if you were on that train, there should be, through some app, some way, and we can work on that to develop that, that percentage of your monthly pass, if that's what you're using, you would get that back.
Our commuters have had it, says Munoz. The time has come for NJ Transit to compensate passengers for their inconvenience and distress. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
You can get more on David's story at NJ101.5.com this morning. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. This steady rain will end by late this morning. Lingering showers still possible through the afternoon. Cloudy, breezy, and cool, however, mostly. Highs 50 to 55, only 40s in far north Jersey tonight. Still cloudy, still breezy, and cold overnight. Lows, lower 30s. Wind chill, or the feels-like temperature, as you know, easily in the 20s. Tomorrow for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, dry, and cold. Highs only around 40, and then, as you just heard Dan say, looking at a little wintry mix possibility for Thursday. Complete details on the forecast straight ahead. And coming up in our next segment, teacher misconduct with students. Are the kids reporting it more, or are the teachers letting their morals slip further? You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News coming up on 5:07. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back in about 7 minutes with your commuter weather. New Jersey in 2018 has already had more than a dozen teachers arrested for alleged sexual assault involving students. It's uncertain whether a spike in reported cases reflects a greater number of offenses or just greater odds of someone coming forward with information.
Terry Miller with Stop Educator Sexual Abuse Misconduct and Exploitation says this is the one child endangerment issue that is completely ignored.
Our schools are not doing what they should to address this child safety issue.
A law enacted in June aims to stop school districts from passing the trash, making sure teachers with a history of student-involved abuse can't get a job in a classroom elsewhere. A spokesman for the New Jersey Education Association says Jersey teachers and all school employees are held to the highest standards and know that there's no tolerance for inappropriate relationships with students. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
We are waiting for any new information that may come out this morning about a shooting in Manteloking yesterday afternoon, possibly involving a domestic dispute or an intruder. That resulted in injuries to an Ocean County Sheriff's officer and a canine. The canine was not shot. A Patterson woman says she and her children are lucky to be alive thanks to the heroics of two men who came to their rescue when fire broke out, believed to be sparked by a space heater at their home in the city. Shantae says she panicked when she saw the flames break out.
My son, he was startled. He was scared. So we started hearing the alarms and, like, crackle sounds.
Yesterday on Patterson Avenue, a man was looking at a home for sale next door when he saw flames break out between the two buildings. He and a friend ran in to rescue the family. Two firefighters were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. 16 people in the multifamily home were displaced. The death toll in the Camp Fire in Northern California continues to rise. Local Sheriff Corey Honia made the tragic announcement.
As of today, an additional 13 human remains have been recovered, which brings the total number to 42.
The Camp Fire is now the deadliest wildfire in California's history. Fire officials say it has expanded to 117,000 acres. Over 5,000 firefighters continue to battle the blaze, which has destroyed over 7,000 buildings. About 52,000 people remain evacuated. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. It has been 1 week since the midterms. Some races aren't even decided yet. But approximately 103 weeks from the next presidential election, open discussions have begun as to who will challenge President Trump. Here in New Jersey, all eyes on Senator Cory Booker. Among those races that have taken a long time to be called, a closely watched one in the desert wraps up. Democrat Kyrsten Sinema wins Arizona's open U.S. Senate seat over Congresswoman Martha McSally, but McSally could eventually potentially take John McCain's seat. A bill moving through the state legislature could change the way New Jersey school districts buy textbooks by requiring them to use vendors from a list compiled by the state that accurately reflects the diversity of society, such as gender, race, ethnicity, disability, and sexual orientation.
Senator Teresa Ruiz says the goal is to ensure more schools use inclusive textbooks for subjects such as history and geography, and that math and science wouldn't be included.
Our students only see through one lens of what American history looks like, when in fact we know it was much richer and much greater.
Senator Mike Daugherty says textbooks shouldn't reflect glossed up versions of the truth, but that the proposal is vague and troubling.
That the government would want to reach that far into the minds of people to control them and what they see and what they get.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Hillsborough police are searching for a man who's been running around town naked and even looking into people's windows.
The suspect was last spotted on November 1st outside a home on Meadowbrook Drive, wearing nothing but a black wig and a black cloth over his mouth and nose. He was also caught on surveillance camera in a September 14th incident, and we have a safe for work picture on NJ1015.com. Police say there have been two other sightings, one in July on South Triangle Road and another on September 28th on Columbia Common. In the July incident, a resident actually shouted at him after finding him in her yard. Anyone with more information on these events is encouraged to contact authorities. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
As if there wasn't enough concern over who has your information and who's protecting it, Google says services including search and cloud hosting were disrupted yesterday afternoon by what they call an internet traffic diversion that rerouted data through China and Russia. Now that sports betting is legal wherever you go in Jersey these days, you see and hear ads encouraging you to be a part of the action and place a bet. Not surprisingly, this is starting to cause problems.
Dan Trollaro of the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey says ever since sports betting was legalized this summer, they have seen an uptick in the number of people who are calling the 1-800-GAMBLER helpline.
Once you legalize the behavior, we tend to see a few more people coming forward admitting that they have a problem or asking for resources. People are calling asking where resources are available.
Yes, the council is neither for nor against gambling. They simply want to help people who develop a problem. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow, that's Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow to you, says the steady rain that we are experiencing overnight will move out by late this morning, but we still could have some lingering showers. Dan's got an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow returns with instant weather.
And it's a wet start to your Tuesday morning here across New Jersey. Steady rain pushing through New Jersey over the next several hours. Nothing to write home about. There could be some wintry mix going on north of Interstate 80. I've been watching the radar very carefully, but not expecting any huge travel problems or accumulation. Lingering showers still possible into the afternoon. It'll be cloudy, breezy, and cool today. Highs 50 to 55 degrees, only 40s in far north Jersey. Still cloudy and still breezy tonight. So as thermometers dip into the lower 30s, we have to talk about the wind chill. The feels like temperature easily in the 20s overnight. Mostly cloudy and dry tomorrow. Highs only around 40. And then our next coastal storm rolls in on Thursday. And yes, some wintry mix, some snowflakes, some sleet, maybe some freezing rain is probable at the beginning, especially especially along and west in the New Jersey Turnpike, where temperatures will be a little colder. The closer you are to the coast, the better your chance of just seeing rain. Far North Jersey, you might get some light snow and ice accumulation from this thing, but most of the state will transition to all rain at some point Thursday afternoon. That rain may be heavy at times. Minor to moderate tidal flooding on the table as well. That storm will move out and rain will taper off by Friday morning. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning. Would you mind all the service problems on NJ Transit if you could get a refund whenever you're affected? Teachers behaving badly. Is it a problem reaching epidemic levels, or are students just reporting it now more than ever? In sports, Giants squeak out a win over the 49ers on Monday Night Football. Sixers over the Heat. Nets lose to the T-Wolves. Rangers come from behind to beat Vancouver. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
Jersey Radio.
You guys are in a class of your own.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time on the nose, 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. It is a soggy start to your day with steady rain this morning. You'll need the rain jacket or the umbrella on the way to the bus stop. Lingering showers still possible into the afternoon. It'll be cloudy, breezy, and fairly cool today. We'll see high temperatures 50 to 55 degrees. New Jersey First News Time is still 519.
Your phone is always with you. And so is New Jersey 101.5. Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere. Download the app.
Anywhere I go in the country, I tune in on the app and I feel like I'm at home.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now. It's free. Supported by Robert Tekansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 on this Tuesday morning, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back right on the bottom of the hour with your commuter weather. New findings confirm what the New Jersey Poison Control Center has known for some time. There's much more than meets the eye when it comes to dietary supplements, and consumers must be cautious when ingesting a substance they can simply grab off store shelves.
An analysis of FDA data from 2007 to 2016 finds hundreds of over-the-counter dietary supplements containing unapproved pharmaceutical ingredients, including prescription meds.
Ongoing problem.
Dr. Diane Colello at the New Jersey Poison Control Center says what you read on the label of a supplement may not be the whole truth.
Over-the-counter does not mean without risk.
She says if you're interested in taking a supplement for any number of reasons, speak with your doctor to determine the safest route. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Police in South Brunswick are hoping surveillance footage will help them find whoever broke into several cars in the Kendall Park section. One resident coming back from walking his dog even saw a man in his garage who stole a wallet, jewelry, and a cell phone. We now know the finances of the investigation into hiring practices within the Murphy administration. Former state Supreme Court Justice Peter Venario's firm is charging the state up to $350 an hour. Last month, one staffer accused another, who has since resigned, of sexual assault. Camden County is the first in southern New Jersey to now have a trailer dedicated to assisting pets that have nowhere to go during emergencies.
This pet disaster relief trailer is in response to natural disasters like major storms since 2005, says freeholder Jonathan Young.
How many times do you see images of dogs that are swimming down the roads after the flooded roads, or they're being left on their porches, or you're hearing all these horrific stories of people not even wanting to evacuate their homes?
So the American Kennel Club gave grants to have trailers that act like mobile clinics.
You'll set up a designated spot for these animals to go to, and we have 65 carriers that we can open up and popping up, and we also have bowls and collars and leashes.
Young says he hopes to never have to use the trailer. Jen Ursolo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Fire sparks in Lakewood caused by a contractor installing a sewer line who struck a natural gas main. There were no injuries, though there were several evacuations. Some homes were damaged. Utility crews quickly responded to shut off the gas flow. In Howell, a deer wanted so badly to get in the path of a woman's car, it wound up in her back seat. Early Monday on Route 9, driver Melissa Misthal tried but could not avoid the animal, who went up into the air after being hit, then through her windshield. She's okay, but the deer died. A survey of retailers under the wing of a North Plainfield commercial real estate firm finds almost 9 in 10 expect their holiday sales to meet or exceed last year's. Levin Management Corporation President Matthew Harding adds,
that's the highest percentage that we've seen since we've been doing our survey, and beats the last 4-year average of about 80%.
The survey found seasonal sales and promotions to be the favorite strategy, with 1 in 3 also boosting inventory in preparation for the rush. 525 on New Jersey's First News. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's Commuter Weather. This steady rain will eventually move out. We will have lingering showers throughout the day, but it's going to be cloudy, breezy, and cool, turning to cold again tonight. Dan will be back at the bottom of the hour. And also coming up at 5:30, a plan to refund NJ Transit passengers in the event of the agency running into problems on the commute, which, need we remind you, is often. Business news is next. New Jersey 5:28 on New Jersey's First News as we check business. European stocks gained while Asian markets were mixed today after a tech sell-off dragged Wall Street lower. In early trading, Germany advanced 0.5% and France added 0.4%, London added 0.1%. Tokyo's Nikkei 225 fell 2% while the Shanghai Composite Index rose 0.9%. Hong Kong gained 0.5%. New Jersey's First News, engineered this morning by Eric Potts Jr. and Kathy Wagner. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bishaw is at the editor's desk, and our news director is Annette Petriccioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.